All right, here we go. I gotta say this. I'm in a much better mood. I really am, because I listened to a little bit of the previous podcast. I am a fucking god. I understand now. I understand why you people listen to this podcast, because I am a fucking genius. I am brilliant. I am hilarious. And I am right. If you think the last one was good, well, we got more of that coming. Because guess what? In this episode, we're going to discover that just when you think women can't get any goddamn stupider, no. In fact, women can always get stupider. There is no limit whatsoever to how stupid women, and in fact men for that matter, can be.
You can scream and shout.
You better fucking hold on tight and buckle up, buckaroo, because it's going to be painful.
Either you are wrong,
or
I am right.
Or what? Or what could the third option be? That's right. You could be wrong, and I could be right. And on top of that, we could put a little fucking cherry on top with some whipped cream, and you could go fuck yourself. I really am in a better mood. I got a lot of fucking anger out. This reminds me. I mean, it really does. When I say I do this podcast for therapy, I am not fucking around. Like, having recorded that previous episode, I feel so much better. Oh my, it's like when you take a shit, right? And you're like, oh man, I gotta take a shit. You're like, oh, and the fucking big ass log comes out and plops in the toilet. You're like, oh god, yeah, that was fantastic, man. It would be almost as good as sex. The problem though, here's the biggest problem with sex, is that with sex, after you fucking shoot your load, the woman is still there. You know what makes sex the best thing ever? People go, well, great when you hire a prostitute. Because remember, you're not paying a prostitute to have sex. You're paying her to go away after you have sex. Yes, I know. I've said that myself. But here's the problem. Even if you buy a prostitute, okay, so you're fucking her, right? You're banging the fucking prostitute and you paid her and everything, and she knows that when you're done, she's going to go away. And everybody's got you. It's in a contract. You know, you got it. It's like fucking on the fucking internet and everything. It's for real. And you bust your nut and, oh, cum is shooting out. Oh, God, yes, I'm coming. Oh. And you open your eyes because, you know, you close your eyes when you're by, because you don't want to look at anything, because you want to channel all of your senses into your cock so you can just feel how good it feels as your cock is exploding and the cum is shooting and everything like that, right? You're like, ah, oh, yeah. And you open your eyes and the bitch is still there. She's still there. Here's how it should work. It's like the minute you bust a nut, like you're fucking a bra, you go, ah, and I know it, there's like the spasms, right? There's those spasms. You got the first one and then you got the follow-up spasms. But like with the first fucking spasm of orgasm, the woman should just disappear. She should just fucking vanish. Because as soon as I busted that nut, you serve no purpose other than to aggravate me. None. That's in a perfect world. We don't live in a perfect world. That's how it should be. That's how it would be if I was president of the United States. I wouldn't be able to go, yeah, QAnon is going to save you, and I'm going to drain the swamp and make America great again. And then it's the office of the former president. So I'm looking. I got my tabs open still. So I'm recording this podcast right after, like literally Hitler 10 minutes after the previous edition of Stating the Obvious. So I still got all the tabs open. And here's where we're going to do a different thing today. We're going to talk once again about how this is going to be shocking to you. There are some women who don't know where their vagina is at. Who knew? Then we're going to talk about transgender men. See, for transgender men, the pain of menstruation is more than just physical. On this article, there's a picture here of a black tranny. And this black tranny, it's a pretty gay looking picture. It's pretty fucking gay. It's a black tranny. And you would think, what could be gayer than a black tranny? And then I flip to the next tab, and the next tab it says, Donald Trump has established his office of the former president. And I'm going, that's even gayer than a black tranny. Donald Trump establishing the office of the former president might be the gayest thing in the history of the cosmos. While it is possible there could be something gayer than that, a fucking tranny black man is definitely not gayer than Donald Trump opening the office of the former president. A new poll of 2,000 women found that 1 in 10, that would be 10% for the women in the audience, were unable to correctly identify a diagram of a woman's reproductive system. The survey examined their, and this is not very good writing either, because when you write the sentence that says, 1 in 10 were unable to correctly identify a diagram of a woman's reproductive system. Does this mean you I haven't read ahead. I don't know what's coming. That's what she said. But that sentence conveys to me that you showed the women a diagram of the female human reproductive system, and 10% of them could not look at that and say that is a human female reproductive system, like as opposed to an amphibian cardiovascular system or whatever. And maybe that's what it actually means. I don't know. We'll find out because I have not read ahead. But that's what that conveys. So once again, so 10% of women, they can't see a diagram of the female reproductive system and figure out it's the reproductive system. But we're going to let them vote and own property and sign contracts. I can't figure out how this could possibly go wrong. The survey examined their anatomical knowledge of the women's reproductive system and found there are some major gaps when it comes to what women know about their own bodies. Wow, shocking. Women have no self-awareness. Shocking. I wonder if there's anybody, on the internet who's been podcasting for 16 years who's ever pointed out that women don't have any fucking self-awareness. Now, there could be nobody doing that. That would be so sexist to actually point out that women have no fucking self-awareness and basically don't understand anything except for their own emotions in the minute. Nearly 1 in 4 misidentified the vagina. And 46% could not properly identify the cervix. Her body, her choice. That does, she doesn't need to understand the body. She doesn't need to be able to find the body. She doesn't need to be able to know what the body does, but by God, it's her fucking body, her choice, and she is going to get that fucking fetus aborted. And you're gonna fucking like it. How can a woman make the statement that the fetus isn't a human being when she doesn't even know where her fucking vagina is at? That's a real question. How can you figure out, how can you come to some fucking believe in science? How can you come to some fucking science-based conclusion okay, that a fetus is not a human when you don't know where your fucking vagina and your cervix are at. This is like me telling you I'm going to build an engine from scratch, but I don't know what a spark plug is. Over half, 59%, identified the uterus as a different body part. I'm not exactly certain what that sentence means, because this is not well written. Wait, is this written by a woman? And I'm scrolling. It doesn't actually say. It does say the survey was conducted in the USA from October 26th and 27th in the year 2020 of our Lord and Savior, the Trumpenfuhrer, who lost an election to a pedophile. And we have now plunged into, of course, year one of the retarded dystopia, a age in which over half, 59% of women, do not know where their fucking uterus is at. Now, if you put a fetus in the uterus, those women could all sure as hell figure out how to get that fetus sucked out by a fucking vacuum cleaner. But those women could not find their uteruses. The survey, commissioned by Intima, whatever the fuck that is, and conducted by OnePoll, asked respondents what the menstrual cycle was in their own words, and the results varied wildly. One respondent wrote the menstrual cycle, quote, got rid of bacteria, unquote. These are women. They believe in science. They like horsies. They have fur babies. They believe in global warming. They're wearing muzzles. Okay? They vote. Okay? These people vote. I'm sorry. Which part of vote do you not fucking understand? While another called it, quote, periodical body reset button, unquote. Another woman said, remember, this is they're asking them what the menstrual cycle is. This is the answer I'm beating on the table like Tommy Loren. Another woman said, she's talking about the menstrual cycle. Okay, quote, I think the way we pee, unquote. There is a woman out there who votes, who thinks that the menstruation cycle is how women urinate. Yes, let's send them to college for STEM. Once again, let me emphasize, the Muslims have a lot of things wrong, but they sure as fuck know how to treat women. Another thought it was the, quote, detoxification of the female body, unquote. When respondents were presented with different potential definitions of the menstrual cycle, almost a quarter, that would be 25% for any women in the audience, chose the incorrect response, quote, the process a woman's body goes through to shed excess blood, unquote. 25%, or we don't know, and I don't know if there's a link to the actual stats. That's the thing. I'm pretty sure there's no link to the actual fucking results. So almost a quarter. I don't know what that does. That almost a quarter, does that mean 24.9%, or does that mean 20.1%? Almost a quarter of women in the United States thinks that women menstruate to shed excess blood. Once, I don't know how many times I'm going to have to fucking say this. Once again, these women, they believe they can figure out whether or not a fetus is a human or not. They believe they can figure out whether or not abortion is murder or not. They believe they can figure out whether or not global warming is real. They believe they can figure out whether or not the Wuhan hoax is real or not. They believe they can figure out how to prevent themselves from getting Wuhan by wearing magic cloth. They believe that they can figure out whether or not the vaccine has been tested and is safe. But 25% of women in the United States think the process of menstruation exists for the body to shed excess blood. These women should be fucking stoned to death. 12 years of public education run by women. They have no fucking idea why they fucking bleed from between their legs every month. None. Not a fucking clue. But they like horses. And they, global warming. But some of them are vegans. ...63% were able to correctly identify the menstrual cycle as, quote, the monthly changes a woman's body goes through in preparation for a possible pregnancy. Beyond the menstrual cycle, women seemed equally confused. We could just stop the sentence right there, but it goes on. Beyond the menstrual cycle, women seemed equally confused by menopause. On one hand, this is funny, and on the other hand, yet again, can I emphasize to you that I'm not joking about women not being allowed to vote or sign contracts or own property or go to college or have jobs. I mean, this is not a fucking joke. And once again, I'm not saying that all men should be allowed to do those things either. Beyond the menstrual cycle, women seemed equally confused by menopause. 10% for women in the audience, that's 10%. 10% thought menopause simply meant a woman had entered her 40s. Now remember, guys, women are much smarter than we are, right? We're stupid. Women do so much better in school than we do. Women are way more intelligent than we will ever be. 13% thought it was a woman skipping a menstrual cycle. I wonder how many of these whores are wearing pink clothing, walking around going, "Pink, breast cancer awareness." Nearly 2 in 5, 38%, want to get the facts on menopause and premenopause, and that's the only thing women think they should know. What? Wait. 38% want to get the facts on menopause and perimenopause, and that's the only thing women think they should know more about. that's the only thing women think they should know more about. So you're telling me, I'm trying to decipher this sentence because this is obviously written by a fucking woman. 38% of women want to get facts on menopause and perimenopause, and that's the only thing women think they should know more about. Does it mean these 38% of women? Like, that's literally the only thing they should know more about. They don't need to know more about the Wuhan hoax. They don't need to know more about economics. They don't need to know more about their jobs or their careers that they can't shut up about. They don't need to know more about losing weight. They don't need to know more about investing for retirement. They don't need to know more about the Wuhan vaccine. I don't know what this sentence means. I'm just reading it to you and trying to figure it out. That's the only thing women think they should know more about. That's it. There's nothing else women should know more about. Women know everything they need to know about every possible topic except for menopause. That's what this sentence is saying to me. Are women actually that dumb, or does the person who wrote this just not know how to fucking write? This is putting me back in a bad mood. 57% of women surveyed admitted they don't know as much about women's anatomy as they should. If you're a woman, you've got a woman's anatomy. How do you not know anything about it? Why don't you fucking Google it? Instead of Googling fur babies, instead of looking at videos of horses and puppies, wished they had a better understanding of what the different organs in the reproductive system do. However, they did not wish they had a better understanding of what the different organs in the reproductive system do enough to actually read a fucking book. Or even type something into Google and just believe the first thing that comes up. When I say that women should be property, I'm doing them a service because women are actually less than property. Over a third, 35%, would want to know when a woman is her most fertile, and 29% want a breakdown of the different stages of pregnancy. Once again, they don't want it enough to read a fucking book. Daniela Zagar, hold on, we're going to Google this bitch. I want to see how fat and ugly she is. Oh, Jesus. Did I mention fat and ugly? I mean, she's not like excessively fat. She's not a 300 pounder, but she's fat and ugly. Shocking. Who could have possibly predicted that? Daniela Zagar, Intima Global Brand Manager. She's a brand manager. I mean, there's a job that does not need to exist. Plumbers, we need. Electricians, we need. Fishermen, we need. Road constructions, we need. Those guys who climb up to the top of cell phone towers and repair shit, we need those guys. You know who we don't need? Global brand managers. Here's what this stupid cunt says. A woman's reproductive system is one of the most complex systems in the body. See, you can't, let me translate this for you. You can't blame a woman for not understanding how her reproductive system works because the reproductive system is really complicated. And because it's so complicated, the average woman, you know, a woman who's not a brand manager like I am, can't figure it out. It's crucial to take steps to protect it from infections and injury and prevent any health problems, not only physical, but psychological. See, unlike the rest of the human body, where it's totally okay if it gets infected or injured, but the woman's reproductive system, because I mean, look, if a woman's reproductive system is not healthy, how is she going to get pregnant and then murder the unborn child? Do you people not fucking understand the goddamn priorities here? If women can't murder their fucking unborn children, what the fuck? Civilization will fucking collapse. The woman's reproductive system, it's so complex and it's so crucial to protect it from infections and injuries so that we can shove vacuum cleaners up their cooches and suck out the fucking fetuses. The fact that nearly, this is her quote, still going on. The fact that nearly 1 in 4 women in the survey misidentified the vagina and 46% could not correctly identify the cervix shows we need to keep educating the public about how the reproductive system, its monthly processes, and hormonal changes can impact a woman's life. Yes, because after only 12 years of public education and 4 years of college on average, we still need to keep educating women about which part of their body is the vagina, because they just can't figure that out. ...25% of women don't know where their vagina is at. I can't make this up! 25% of women do not know where their vagina is at. 12 years of public education, the internet, Google, and 4 years of college... I don't know where my vagina is, but I can vote. Thank you, cucks.
We gotta let women vote. You gotta be egalitarian.
I'm getting in a bad mood again. I mean, this is fucking painful. I mean, how do you read this and maintain any level of respect for women? How do you read something like this and then you talk to a woman and sit there and think to yourself, this thing is equal to me, like my intellectual equal? There's a 25% chance. If you're talking to a woman, if you encounter a woman in your fucking life, there is a 25% chance she doesn't know where her vagina is. How do you take that seriously? How do you sit there and look at this fucking thing, this fucking biological automaton that has a 25% chance of not knowing where its fucking vagina is at and say to yourself, golly, I sure do think this thing should vote? Only by understanding how our bodies work can we understand possible health changes and issues we could be experiencing? Unquote. Now, when asked who they blame for their lack of knowledge, so you're a woman. So first, your IQ automatically drops by 25 points. So pretend you're a woman, and someone says, well, who do you blame? Because you have to blame somebody, right? You're a woman. Of course you blame somebody. It's not like you're going to take responsibility for your inability to read a book to figure out how your own body works. Because that would involve effort. You don't do effort. You're a woman. You just sit around and do nothing, and your beta males and your simps give you things because you have a vagina. You don't know where your vagina's at, but you don't need to know where your vagina is. You just need to know you have a vagina, because then the beta males and the white knights and the simps will give you stuff. When asked who they blame for their lack of knowledge, who do you blame for the fact that you're a stupid bitch? Excuse me, sweetheart, who do you blame for the fact that you don't know where your vagina is at? Because we certainly know you don't blame yourself. 36% said teachers. But teachers are heroes. Oh, they're heroes. 36% said teachers, while 28% blamed their parents. 27% said their lack of knowledge was due to government education standards. And 24% said their stupidity was because of religious organizations. My God. Let me say it again. Women should be property. 36% say it's the fault of teachers that they don't know where their vagina is. 28% say it's the fault of their parents that they don't know where their vagina is. 27% say it's because of government education standards that they don't know where their vagina is. 24% said it's because of religious organizations that they don't know where their vagina is. Every one of these women can figure out the internet sufficiently enough to set up an OnlyFans account, but none of them can go to google.com and type in, where is my vagina? Have I mentioned that the Muslims have a lot of things wrong, but how they treat their women isn't one of them? Okay, I need a moment because I just read this next sentence and I am fucking... Okay. Okay, here we go. All this lack of knowledge has the potential for real life consequences. Hey guys, did you know that being a stupid bitch has real life consequences? These women are so fucking stupid that they don't know that being a stupid bitch has consequences. But then again, how would they know? They're women. They've got beta males and white knights and simps constantly bailing them out. But that's not the part that made me have to take a moment. Okay, here we go. Brace yourselves. Over half of all respondents, 52%, think, well, actually they don't. If they could think, we wouldn't have this problem. 52% think their knowledge gaps are preventing them from advocating for themselves in the doctor's office. However, they don't think the knowledge gap is preventing them from advocating for themselves in the doctor's office sufficiently enough to read a fucking book! Or even type something into Google. My God, you women are stupid. You're stupid and you're lazy and you just fucking fat your way through life expecting other people to do everything for you. God, I have anger. 54% don't remember. Okay, this is not a sentence. 54% don't remember or haven't advice from a medical provider on alternative menstrual hygiene products. Other than pads and tampons. Take three. 54% don't remember or haven't advice from a medical provider on alternative menstrual hygiene products. Why do I keep saying projects? Other than pads and tampons. Okay, once again, do you not know how to use the internet? If you want an alternative menstrual hygiene product other than pads and tampons, go to google.com, type in alternative menstrual hygiene product to pads and tampons, hit the fucking enter button. You women, literally fucking Hitler, can't do that for yourselves. But you think you should have jobs. You think you should be CEOs. You think you should be the CEO of a corporation, but you can't figure out what products are available to contain the fucking blood coming out of your cooch other than pads and tampons. I mean, this is a real fucking question, you stupid fucking cunt. How do you think you should be a fucking CEO when you cannot fucking use Google? The spokesperson for Intima added, I don't know if this is spokesperson is still Danielle Zagar, the global band manager or someone else, added, quote, "This research shows that, even though it is 2020, women don't know enough about their bodies." And I'm sure that's the fault of men. Because it certainly can't be a woman's fault. She doesn't know anything about her own body. I mean, once again, let me repeat myself. It's not like you can expect a woman to read a fucking book or use the fucking internet for anything other than attention whoring. It is the year 2020. Every fucking cunt that participated in this survey has a fucking cell phone with an internet connection, and yet 25% of them don't know where their fucking vaginas are at. This research shows that even though it is 2020, women don't know enough about their bodies and as a result are not able to take an active role in their care. No, the reason women can't take an active role in taking care of themselves is because women are fucking fat and lazy and stupid. Women do not take an active role in anything because women do not have agency. Knowing their bodies and knowing how the reproductive system works gives women the power to be able to advocate for their well-being and get the support they need. In other words, to get men to do things for them, because they're not going to do anything for themselves because they're women. Intima helps to empower women with delivering information on so many topics connected to women's intimate health, including menstruation, pregnancy, menopause, pelvic floor issues, etc. See, women are stupid, but fortunately, our website is here to help empower them. Now, it's not like women are coming to your website and becoming empowered, because these women are too stupid to use Google to look for the information on your website, aren't they? Otherwise, because if they were capable of finding your website to figure out where their vagina was at, 25% of women wouldn't have no idea where their fucking vagina is at. I mean, the only reason these women can get a fucking abortion is because they go to an abortion clinic and there's a fucking man there to stick the vacuum cleaner up their cooch. Because a woman wouldn't be able to find the fucking pussy. If a woman tried to give another woman abortion, she'd be like sticking the fucking abortion vacuum cleaner up the urethra or up the chick's asshole or something. Well, there's three holes down here. I'm not really sure which one is the baby is in. Do you know? Well, I don't know. I don't know which hole the baby is in. But I mean, I guess you have like a... But I can pick one, because you have a 25% chance if there's three holes. And if you're saying, no, great one, it's 33%, that's because you're a man. For a woman would see three fucking holes and think you have a 25% chance of getting the right one because they're stupid. Thank you for letting women vote. Thank you, guys. Those
we gotta let women vote.
Twenty-five % of women don't know where their fucking vagina is at. So the best recipe, the quote continue. We're still going. So the best recipe for becoming your advocate in a medical setting is to do your research and use that medical information for asking the right questions when visiting your doctor. God. All right, here we go. Top people blamed for lack of knowledge on woman's anatomy. Number one, teachers at 36%. Number two, parents. 28%. Number three, government education standards, 27%. Number four, religious organizations, 24%. Number five, siblings, 16%. 16% of women said the reason I don't know where my vagina is the fault of my siblings. And number six, childhood caregivers, 11%. What's not on the list? Themselves. Not one fucking woman blamed herself for her lack of knowledge on female anatomy.
We gotta let them vote. What's this? Women should go to college and major in STEM.
Top aspects of women's reproductive system respondents wish they knew. What different organs do, 42%. Oh, and everything on this list can be cured by using Google or reading a book. And remember, women are way smarter than men are. They do much better in college. Like, how many women have college diplomas? They're geniuses. They're fucking geniuses. They should be CEOs. They're leaning in. Menopause, 38%. When a woman is most fertile, 35%. How reproductive system works, 31%. Stages of pregnancy, 29%. Menstruation, 16%. Puberty, 8%. Okay. Here's an infogram, because women are stupid and they need pictures. So the infogram, it's got your picture here. And it's, oh God. 1 in 10 could not identify a diagram of the woman's reproductive system. I mean, there it is. So yeah, that's what it appears to be. They showed these women a picture of, you know, ovary, uterus, cervix, fallopian tube, vagina. 10% of women, when shown a diagram of the female reproductive system, did not know what that diagram represented. Fucking Christ. 1 in 4 misidentified the vagina. 46% could not identify the cervix. Almost 1 in 4 thought the menstrual cycle, quote, shed excess blood from the body, unquote. I'm serious about this. How do you take any woman seriously on an intellectual level after seeing some information like this? How? Because I can't. Now, don't get me wrong. I still like girls. I still put my dick inside girls. I'm not going to, you know, the very few friends I have, Alice and Rachel, I'm not going to stop being friends with them. But I'm not going to ask their opinions about economic issues. Like, I'm not going to have discussions about fucking philosophy with them. They shouldn't be allowed to vote or own property. How? How do you listen to this information? How, right now, you're listening to this podcast. If you still think women should be allowed to vote, you need to fucking justify that. Because I have to assume you're a fucking idiot. For transgender men, pain of menstruation is more than just physical. Safety concerns and a lack of access to menstruation products are among the issues trans and gender non-conforming people face during that time of the month. When transgender model and activist Kenny Ethan Jones experienced his first period, he faced both physical and psychological pain. Initially, Jones, who had not yet come out as trans at the time, felt like he was losing control and didn't understand what was happening to his body. However, one thing was clear, he didn't feel like himself. Okay. So if this is actually a girl, then she would have had her first period when she was like 16, 17. Well, okay, I, because I'm reading this, I'm thinking, but if this person is a model and activist, then it would be older and should have already had a fucking period before. But maybe, so I'm reading this again, maybe this is saying he's a model, it's a model activist now, but it had the first period when it was 16. So, all right, let me keep reading, because I might be reading too much into this. Quote, I didn't believe, okay, nobody cares what you believe because your beliefs are based on a lack of evidence. That's why you believe things. We've been over this before. I do not believe that granite is hard, because I can muster forth empirical, verifiable evidence that granite is hard. I don't need to believe it. It's just a fact. I didn't believe that having periods would be a part of my lived experience. I felt isolated. Everything about periods was tailored to girls. Yet me, a boy, you're not a boy, was experiencing this, and nothing in the world documented that. Unquote. If you're having blood running out of one of the three holes between your legs, for those of you who are women, it's the hole in the middle that the blood comes out of. If the blood is coming out of the other two holes, something is wrong. But you wouldn't know that, because that would involve having knowledge of female anatomy. And just because you are a woman doesn't mean you actually understand anything about female anatomy, because you don't understand about anything because you're a dumb fucking bitch. The blood is coming out of the hole in the middle. There's a whole lot of things in the world to document that, and you happen to be this thing that's called a girl that shouldn't be allowed to vote or have a job or own property or go to college. But there's a bunch of fucking cucks who think that if they let you go to college and get a job, maybe you'll have sex with them. He currently experiences a wide range of challenges with his monthly bleeding, especially when it comes to getting his hands on menstrual hygiene products, because it's really difficult to go to Walmart and buy some fucking maxi pads. Or, I don't know, say, for example, go to Amazon.com and order some fucking maxi pad. But then again, if you're not smart enough to use Google to figure out where your vagina is, how are you going to order tampons on fucking Amazon.com? But hey, we got to let them vote, right? I'm going to take a little break. You guys listen to the music. We'll wrap this up when the closing music is done. Okay, dokie, we're back. Whew. Quote, having a period already causes me a lot of gender dysphoria. But this dysphoria becomes heightened when I have to shop for a product that is labeled as women's health and in most cases is pretty and pink. Unquote. Now, see, here I'm saying, well, yeah, I mean, here you go. This, no man would be, oh my God, the box has the color pink on it. This is obviously a woman, because only a woman would become mentally distraught over the fact that she's buying a product that's in a box that has the color pink on it. Now, these same women will buy clothing that says pink on them and running around going with their little pink ribbons talking about titty cancer. They can't shut the fuck up about titty cancer and love pink and pink and pink and pink and pink. But when you ask them where their vagina's at, they have no fucking idea. They are certain, however, absolutely certain that an unborn baby is not a human. They got that. They understand advanced biology and genetics and neurochemistry sufficiently enough to know that an unborn baby is not a human, but they can't find their fucking vaginas. By the way, I have not read this. This is another thing. I haven't read this. I have no idea what's coming. Some transgender and gender nonconforming people are mentally ill. Actually, all of them are mentally ill. No, that's not what it says. Some trannies and other mentally ill people that should be exterminated along with the boomers. No, that's not what it says, but it should. Some transgender and gender nonconforming people, we use the term people loosely, who menstruate, like people who menstruate. Those are called women. Some transgender and gender nonconforming people who menstruate, like Jones, otherwise known as women, say when the products are categorized as women's products, they can feel alienated and may even avoid purchasing them altogether. Once again, proof that these are women. I mean, if you're a man and you needed something, I don't know what this something is offhand. I can't think of a good example. But if I needed something and I go in the store and the something I need is in a box and the box says woman's product on it. I literally, Hitler, give not a flying shit. If the thing in the box serves a purpose that is going to benefit me, I do not give a flying fuck what it is labeled as on the box. Do you know why I don't give a flying fuck? Because number one, I know where the vagina is at. And because number two, I'm a fucking man. I have this thing in my body that allows me to not give a shit about things that don't matter. It's called testosterone. Once again, if you're listening to this and you still think women should be allowed to vote, I have to think you're an idiot. Like, there's something fucking wrong with you. Quote, I've definitely seen a positive shift with the discussion around women experiencing periods. But the stigma towards trans men, non-binary, and intersex individuals having them is still alive and well, unquote, said Jones, who was attention-whoring. I mean, sorry, who gained attention in 2018 when he was the face of a UK-based menstruation company's ad campaign. Quote, people are still reluctant to the idea that it's not only women that experience periods, unquote. No. All of us experience periods, okay? Because when a woman is fucking bleeding from between her legs, believe you me, the rest of us all experience it. But only women have periods. Only women menstruate because only women have vaginas. Regardless of the fact that 25% of women don't know where their vagina is at, only women have vaginas. Just because you don't know where it is doesn't mean you don't have one. It is time to fire up the fucking ovens. Dig some big fucking holes in the ground for mass graves and fire up the fucking ovens. By the way, just in case you're wondering, this is from NBC News. This is mainstream media. This is not some fucking just wacko, like left-wing little dipshit website. This is NBC News. These are the same people who are telling you that the vaccines are safe and have been tested. Okay? These are people who think that not only women menstruate. The news organization that thinks people who are not women can menstruate is the same news organization telling you that the vaccine is safe and has been tested. You go get your fucking vaccine. Please, boomers. Oh my God, boomers, line the fuck up for it. Please. If any of you boomers out there, hey, this is an honest to God. If any of you boomers out there, this is sincere. If you're a fucking boomer and you're in Fort Collins, you need a ride to go get your fucking vaccine, I will pick you the fuck up. You guys send me a fucking email at God. That's fucking rescue fur baby spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBASOC.com on the fucking interwebs. You tell me, great one. I am a fucking boomer and I need transportation to get my vaccine. I will come and fucking pick you up. Take you to the fucking place. Wait while you get your fucking vaccine. I'll drive you home. Jennifer Weiss-Wolf. Hold on, let's Google this bitch. Hyphenated last name. So there's our first problem. Second problem is that she... Oh my God. Second problem is she's the founder of Period Equality, which advocates for affordable and accessible menstruation products. Now, you guys remember a while back when I read an article about some organization that was trying to get fucking, you know, pads and shit for women. And they said in there this little shtick about how it was, I think it was like $1.70 or whatever, can provide everything a woman needs for her period for a month. And so I love it on one hand, like, well, it only cost $1.70 to provide. But then they turn around and they go, oh my God, buying fucking tampons is so expensive. Women can't afford tampons. Hold it. Is it only $1.70 a month for tampons? Or is it so expensive that women can't afford it? And why can women not afford it? Aren't these women leaning in? Don't they have careers? I mean, she's not fat. I mean, she's old. She's not excessively ugly. I mean, she's not attractive. I mean, she's hit the wall. I mean, she could have possibly been cute when she was younger. Here's a picture of her. She's wearing a shirt that says "The future is female." And she's holding a sign over her head that says, "Fury coming out of my wherever. Wherever is one word spelled WHEREVER. Hashtag period power." She doesn't know how to spell wherever. She doesn't know where her fucking blood when she menstruates come from. Out of the three fucking holes, she doesn't know which one it comes out of because she doesn't know which one is her vagina. Fucking Christ Almighty. Fury coming out of my wherever. She literally, Hitler, does not know which fucking hole her menstrual blood comes out of. I think they should be able to sign contracts. I think women should be able to make legal agreements. They're obviously intelligent, rational people. The hurdles some trans men and gender non-conforming people, using the term people loosely, who menstruate say they face include the high cost of period supplies. Because yes, that box of fucking tampons at Walmart for $7, that's really expensive. Now, I mean, you have money for your fur baby, and you have money for your horsies, and you have money to travel, and you have money to always buy the newest iPhone, but you can't afford $8 a month for some tampons. Hold on. Hold on. You know what? The great one. I'm always willing to admit that I'm wrong. I've never had to admit that I'm wrong. But if I am, like Donald Trump, if I am ever wrong, I will apologize. So far, I've not been wrong. Oh my God. Tampons, Walmart.com, Tampex Pearl Light Absorbency Plastic Tampons, 36 of them, $6.97. $6.97 for 36 tampons. That's $7 a month, girls. You can't afford. So this fucking faggot tranny piece of shit that should be exterminated is a fucking model and a spokesman and all this other horse shit. And this thing can't afford $7 a month for tampons. Once again, I cannot take a woman seriously. $7 a month. Some of you are saying, great one. I think you don't even need as many as 36 tampons in a month. Isn't that like 2 months? I'm being generous here, guys. I'm being generous because I have testosterone in my body and I don't have to be a stupid fucking cunt who blames other people for my stupidity because I have no self-awareness and can't take any personal responsibility. I, thanks to the massive amounts of testosterone in my body, am being generous. $7 a fucking month. Once again, how about this? Girls, I'll give you $100 a month, $100 a year to buy tampons if you just shut the fuck up. How about that? The hurdles some trans men and gender non-conforming people who menstruate, otherwise known as women, say they face include the high cost of period supplies, lack of access to the products, because God knows Amazon.com doesn't deliver to where you live at, safety concerns, which I can understand because if you're too stupid to know where the vagina is, well, how are you going to know which hole to put the tampon in? And then you could hurt yourself. And inadequate medical care. Some of these challenges were recently brought to light when a story about menstruation product maker Always removing the female sign from its sanitary products went viral in October. Now, it's just a multi-billion dollar international corporation getting money from you because you're stupid. A box of 36 tampons, which could easily be used within one menstruation period, could cost as much as $12. It could. That's subject, that's significantly more. Listen to that. Oh my God. That's significantly more than the federal minimum wage of $7.25 per hour. Right, because women only work 1 hour a month. I mean, okay, you know you can buy things that cost more than the minimum wage. I mean, the federal minimum wage, okay, it's $7.25 an hour. I mean, I pay more than $7.25 an hour for my rent every month. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, for women, this is like a real argument. To a woman, this is something. Once again, how do you take women seriously? This is a real argument that some stupid fucking bitch is making. How do you take women seriously? Additionally, menstrual hygiene products sold in the United States are still subject to sales tax in 32 states. Oh my God! Women have to pay sales tax on things they purchase. How do you tell me these people should be allowed to vote? How can you be that stupid? I pay sales tax on fucking nearly everything I buy. You bitches want it to be equal. A survey published last year in the journal Obstetrics and Gynecology found that nearly 64% of low-income women in St. Louis, Missouri could not afford menstrual products. Okay, first of all, it's low-income people. Secondly, it's women. Third of all, it's St. Louis. I've been to St. Louis. It's a fucking shithole. Now, how many of these women can afford cell phones? It's not that they can't afford tampons. It's that tampons are not high enough on their priority list. Nearly half the women who participated in the survey were unable to afford both food and period products. Number one, I promise you St. Louis has a food bank. Number two, how fat are these women? There is not a woman out there that wouldn't benefit from not eating for a couple of days. Okay? Do I need to launch into a fucking speech on intermittent fasting? You know, if you women only ate food every other day, not only would you be healthier and less fat, you'd be able to afford shit tons of tampons. But that would be difficult. Like, not shoving food in your face would be too complex and complicated for you. Especially now. I mean, shit, to stop putting food in your face, now you have to know which hole is your mouth. You can't find your vagina. How are you going to identify your mouth? That's going to make things even more complicated. The cost and taxation of menstruation products could hit transgender people even harder. Because, see, the federal minimum wage for trannies is even lower than the minimum wage for the rest of us. And there's an additional sales tax on trannies. According to Rodrigo Hink Latipam, or some shit, hyphenated last name. Let's Google this fucking faggot. He/she/it. Oh my God, what a fag. Yep, fat beta. Fat looking beta. Oh God, nasty. According to Rodrigo, Deputy Executive Director for the National Center for Transgender Equality, trans individuals, according to Rodrigo, quote, are experiencing poverty, unemployment, and underemployment at higher rates. So there is absolutely economic vulnerability here, unquote. Well, it's a good thing we shut down the economy because of the Wuhan hoax, isn't it? Good. I hope the fucking trannies die of starvation in the fucking gutter. His organization's 2015 U.S. Transgender Survey found trans individuals are more than twice as likely to live in poverty and three times as likely to be unemployed as the general population. Well, who's going to give a job to these mentally ill people? Of course, they're more likely to be unemployed. I would never hire one. Not only are the transgender individuals impacted by the cost of menstruation products, but they may also not have access to them when they are free. Oh my good, the God, the trannies can't get free tampons. While they are sometimes available without cost in women's restrooms, Gabriel Arkels, senior staff attorney at the ACLU's LGBT and HIV Project, said those who menstruate, who feel more comfortable using male restrooms, will almost never have access to free tampons and pads. Because, you know, trannies aren't smart enough to go in the women's bathroom and get a free tampon. They're just not intelligent enough to do that. I mean, if a tranny is like a typical woman, there's a 25% chance the tranny can't locate its fucking vagina. So if the tranny can't find its vagina, how is the tranny going to find the women's bathroom to go in there and get a fucking free tampon? Because they have these great careers and everything, but they can't afford tampons, even though they have a cell phone and a fur baby. Some schools, like the New York University, have taken steps to distribute free menstrual hygiene products across campus, specifically in women's and gender-neutral restrooms and offices. While advocates applaud those prioritizing menstrual inclusivity, they argue these products should be in all restrooms. Quote, this is a healthcare product, so it should be widely available. I mean, the fact that you can get it from Walmart and Amazon.com and every drugstore on the planet, but see, it's just not widely available enough. Because if a woman or if a fucking tranny wants something and that something is not brought to them, if a woman or a tranny has to exert any effort to acquire something, that effort even includes so much as just moving their arm, then that's just too much effort for them to exert. And it needs to be made more available to them. They should literally have to do nothing. Women should literally not even have to put the tampon in their own cooch, especially since 25% of them don't know where the fucking cooch is. Women, we need to set up a fucking program to have men put the fucking tampons in the women's cooches for them. That's the only way we can achieve true equality. How can you expect women to lean in when they have to fucking insert their own tampons? I think everyone in society is better off if they are more available for cheaper prices or for free in more places, unquote. Homeless transgender men face similar barriers when accessing tampons and pads at shelters. Women's shelters, if they can, will offer products, while men's shelters will likely have little to no options for those who menstruate. Yes, because men don't menstruate, and if it's a men's shelter, then there's nobody in there who's menstruating. If you're menstruating, you're a woman, you need to go to a woman's shelter. It doesn't matter that you're cosplaying as a man, okay? You're a fucking woman. Go to a fucking woman's shelter. Better yet, kill yourself. Even if cost is a non-issue, using a men's restroom can be daunting for those who have their period. The sound of opening a tampon or pad, or simply carrying one, can lead to unwanted attention. Oh my God, wait, how long does this fucking go on? You might have this monthly terror where you're concerned that if you go in a restroom and someone sees a tampon, then they're going to start asking questions. Okay, I can guarantee you that no man, if a man is in the bathroom and sees that you are in the male bathroom and you have a tampon, no man is going to give a shit. But first, we don't want to know. I'm not going to be like, why do you have a tampon? Oh, why? Oh, you have a vagina? Well, you know, there's a 25% chance you don't know where your vagina is. Can you show him your... No one... What do you get? No one cares. Do you fucking trannies not understand that those of us who are not mentally ill do not walk around constantly obsessing over you the way you think we do? Hey, no one gives a shit. Literally, Hitler, no one fucking cares. If you are a fucking woman cosplaying as a man and you go in the men's bathroom and you walk to the stall and you close the door and you pull down your pants and you pull out a tampon and you open the fucking tampon and it makes the noise of the tampon opening, which, by the way, no man alive, including me, knows what the sound of a tampon being opened is because we don't open tampons. But pretending that I knew what that sounded like, there is no man who's going to hear you opening a tampon and go over there and like knock on the fucking door like Tommy Loren or something and be like, I just heard a tampon open. What are you doing in there? We don't care. We do not fucking care. Men, actual real men with testosterone in their bodies, not soy boys, not white knights, not beta males, not simps. Men do not give a flying shit if a woman cosplaying as a man comes in the men's bathroom and puts a fucking tampon in her vagina, assuming she knows where her vagina is at. We don't fucking care. We go in there, we take a piss, we wash our hands, we leave. We have shit to do. We have things to do. You know, all that electricity you have, that indoor plumbing, you know, those bridges you drive across, those airplanes, all that stuff, that's men. Men are doing those things. All that garbage that's being picked up and taken to the dump so it's not overflowing in the fucking streets, men are doing those things. We don't have time to give a shit about you putting a fucking tampon in your cooch. Fucking Christ, get over yourselves. This entire tranny thing, it's nothing but attention whoring. I mean, it's honest to God, I think most of the trannies aren't even mentally ill. They just want attention. I mean, if it was an actual mental illness, an actual brain chemistry imbalance, it's just, you just want attention. You're just fucking dressing up as a man to get attention. You're dressing up as a woman to get attention. You're not even mentally ill. Mentally ill people have a fucking legitimate excuse. All right, there's more of that, but I can't, it's too stupid. The link will be in the show notes. You can go read it. We're going to go out on this. So back over here, we did the intima thing, right? 25% of women can't correctly identify their vagina. So over here on the right-hand side, there's recommended related articles. Okay, here we go. Here's a recommended related article. Now remember, women are smarter than men. Women have more college diplomas. Women are educated. Women are leaning in. Women are, they're strong. They're independent. They're going to go girl. Here's the title. What to do if you drop your menstrual cup in the toilet? Women actually need instructions on the internet to know what to do if they drop something in the toilet. I dropped something in the toilet. Okay. The thing you dropped in the toilet, was it toilet paper, shit, or urine? Yes or no? Yes, flush it down. No. Okay. Was it something small enough to go down the pipes without causing a problem? Yes or no? Now, this is a problem because women don't understand. Women have no fucking concept how a toilet works. That's why women try to flush their fucking pads down the toilet. They don't understand that'll stop it up because women are stupid. But remember, they should go to college for STEM. Women could be engineers. So this is a flow chart for men, okay? Is it shit, piss, or toilet paper? Flush it. No? Okay. Is it something that will go down the pipe of the toilet without causing a problem? Yes or no? Yes, flush it. No? Either leave it there for the janitor or get it the fuck out. I guess the other question should be, do you need what you just dropped in the toilet? Yes or no? Yes? Get it out. No? Don't get it out. Pretty simple shit. All right, so let's read this. Accidents happen. And when you're dealing with changing a slippery menstrual cup, it's not uncommon to drop your cup in the toilet! While you might be panicking, just take a deep breath! Here's exactly what to do if you drop your menstrual cap in the toilet. How did I drop my cup? Because the woman who drops her menstrual cup in the toilet was probably not going to have the slightest idea why or how she dropped her menstrual cup in the toilet. Well, let's see. Was the menstrual cup in your hand? Was your hand with the menstrual cup in it over the toilet? Gosh, I can't figure out how I could have possibly dropped my menstrual cup in the toilet. I'm baffled. Now, of course, I'm allowed to vote because I have a vagina and I can make decisions about who should be president of the United States because I understand economics and foreign policy. And I, of course, know the difference between an unviable tissue mass and an unborn human. But I can't for the life of me figure out how in the hell I dropped my menstrual cup in the toilet. Wow, I sure hope somebody wrote something on the internet that will explain this to me. Not that I can use the internet to find information because I'm unable to use the internet to find out where my vagina's at, but by golly, I sure hope someone did this for me because I don't want to do it for myself because that would involve effort and I'm a woman. I don't do any work. How did I drop my cup? It's easy to lose your grip on your cup, which is why we recommend making sure your hands are clean and dry when you remove your menstrual cup. A menstrual cup with a removal ring like the Lily Cup 1 can give you some extra peace of mind! If you're using a cup without a ring, just make sure your other hand is positioned below to catch it when you're inserting or removing. A cup might move lower into the vagina if you are straining during a bowel movement and can even fall out! Exclamation mark. If you've had some close calls, you may want to remove your cup when you need to go number two. Is this written for adults? When you go number two. Oh, that's right, I'm sorry. Women are not adults. Women are children. Or move up a menstrual cup size. What to do if you drop your menstrual cup in the toilet? First, absolutely do not put your menstrual cup right back in. We hope this should be obvious, but it's not. Trust me, for a lot of women out there, that's not obvious. If you accidentally drop your menstrual cup in the toilet, or even just accidentally knock your menstrual cup off the top of the toilet or counter into the toilet bowl, then it's time to make a tough choice. Oh, well, then no woman's going to be able to do that because women don't make choices. Men make choices, women collect options. Even though menstrual cups can be sterilized, you do need to be aware that you are exposing yourself to some pretty icky bacteria if the cup is improperly sterilized. Well, why don't you just put a muzzle on it? Then you can't get anything. You can't get infected if you're wearing a muzzle. Basically, short of popping your menstrual cap into a medical sterilization machine that includes test strips to guarantee 100% sterilization. Okay, you don't understand how autoclaving works, but it's close. You are accepting some risk of exposure to E. coli and Staphylococcus. That's not really how you pronounce that last word, but it's close enough. And that's just at your home toilet. If you're in a public toilet, you could be exposed to other viruses such as norovirus and hepatitis. Yes, because those viruses can't possibly exist at your house. Here's the other thing. So you're touching this thing. How many women wash their hands before they do this? Most of them don't. You know, let me digress for a second after I get a drink of water. You know, women don't wash their hands. Last week while I was working in a downtown area, and there are some restaurants around, and they have big windows and everything, and I'm seeing the employees, the waitress of the one restaurant. So there's a restaurant on each side, and there's these two overweight, dumpy-looking waitresses. One works in the other. They're obviously lesbians, and they're obviously fucking each other because they kept coming out in the alley together to, you know, do their thing. Not fucking, but I mean to hang out with each other and smoke cigarettes. And so I'm watching, as I'm working in this area, I'm watching them. They're inside. I see them through the big giant windows walking around doing their stuff with the customers. Then I see them, they come outside. And they're sitting on the ground in the alley. They're touching each other. They're touching the ground in the alley. They're smoking their cigarette. And then they get up and they walk back in the restaurant and they go right back to work. Do they wash their hands? No, of course not. This is why you've heard me, you know, in these podcasts getting irate about restaurants making a big deal out of the fact that now they're washing their hands. Like, first of all, you should have been washing your hands. And secondly, I know for a fact you're not washing your hands. I've worked in a restaurant. I've seen restaurants. No, nobody who works in a restaurant washes their fucking hands. They don't. Neither one of these bitches was washing their hands after hanging out in the alley and literally sitting on the ground, touching the ground, getting up and down off the ground, where the same ground where people walk. So you're a man, you go in the men's bathroom, right? You piss. Other men have pissed. They miss the urinal. They piss on the fucking floor. So you stand on the floor, in the piss gets on the bottom of your shoes, you outside, you walk down the alley, then this bitch comes out, she sits down in your piss, she puts her hand in the fucking piss, then she fires up her cigarette, then she puts her hand in the piss again, then she goes up, then she goes to the restaurant, she touches your food. Nobody in a restaurant is washing their fucking hands. So they say, oh my God, you dropped your menstrual cup in the toilet. You could get viruses. So none of you women are washing your hands before you touch your fucking menstrual cup to begin with. So yeah, stop. Just shut up. Are you saying I need a new cup if I drop my menstrual cup in the toilet? Question mark. There are plenty of people who do their own boil sterilization of their cup after dropping it in the toilet and are totally fine. If that's what you choose to do, make sure you submerge your menstrual cup in rolling, boiling water for 20 minutes, not touching the bottom of the pan, so suspended by another utensil like a pee strainer. Again, this comes down to personal choice. If you're not willing to accept that risk factor that you haven't sterilized your cup properly, or you just can't get over the ick factor, then it's time to replace your cup! Exclamation mark. These facts were checked by Dr. Shit, what is this shit? No, I don't want to buy a fucking menstrual cup. Go away, pop-up. Dr. Sri Datta is a consultant obstetrician and gynecologist in London. She's not white. Specializing in women's health. I wonder if she can find her vagina. Specializing in women's health, including all menstrual problems, such as fibrosis, and endometriosis. I said that word wrong. Dr. Sri is a keen advocate for patient choice, otherwise known as murdering unborn children without knowing where your vagina is. Having written numerous articles and books to promote patient and clinical information. Written by Lane Baumeister. Lane Baumeister is an internationally based Canadian writer. How are you internationally based? Canadian writer with several years' experience creating educational and entertaining articles that discuss intimate health and sexual well-being. But she has a 25% chance of not knowing where her vagina is. When not waxing profound about menstruation, this is what it says, guys. When not waxing profound about menstruation, she devotes herself to enjoying extremely good food, I bet she does, and equally bad movies.